October 16th, 1993, again, and invite you to sit in with us at Bandana Square, St. Paul, Minnesota. Benny Waters is on the scene, and there's a reason for it. The man behind the reason is Ted Unseth, who founded the Wolverines, and today is very actively engaged in the American Classic Jazz Orchestra and the pursuit of the traditions of American music. At the moment, I believe you're out there somewhere, Ted, on stand. Speak up and join us.
We're going to finish the evening with a tribute to the Duke Ellington Orchestra and a great tenor sax player that he had in the band, Paul Gonzalez. 1956, the Newport Jazz Festival. Duke had a great composition that he wrote in the 30s, revamped it in the 40s, and then redid it in 1956 called Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue. I arranged a crescendo a few years ago, but recently I arranged the Paul Gonzalez solo. It was intended to be a few choruses long, but for reasons we could discuss later, it became very long indeed. However, every single chorus is a gem. So, my two tenor fellows here, Scott Johnson, Dave Sutton, will render all 27 choruses of Paul Gonzalez, and then we'll go right into Crescendo in Blue.
They're wailing away out there at Bandana Square. Another date and time in St. Paul, Minnesota, October 16th, 1933. Can you imagine? If you remember Crescendo in Blue at Newport with Paul Gonsalves and the Duke Ellington Orchestra, can you imagine someone extracting those solos and writing them out for this ride? His name is Ted Unseth. He did it. He's responsible. And Ted, I know you're out there. Let's give credit to the musicians who were...
Oh, my goodness.
Taking yes. care of Paul Gonsalves' memory.
The two tenor sax players that I had, Scott Johnson and Dave Sletten. And Scott told me that he memorized all 27 courses because he wanted to make sure he got them. But they both just cranked it out. Now, I was going to ask you, but you kind of asked the question anyway, who in their right mind would write out all 27 courses of Paul Gonsalves? Well, I would, because I'm left-handed, and therefore I use my right mind, right?
Of course.
Anyway, that was so good. Those guys really woodshedded that stuff. And then, of course, I don't know if you're going to play the rest of it, but when we go into Crescendo in Blue, the whole thing from beginning to end just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. And at the very end, if anybody will ever hear the very end, Benny Waters, you can hear him in the background. When the trumpet solo starts going up for real high notes, Benny is working on his altissimo stuff in the background. And there's one little spot where there's kind of a pause with all the other guys, but Benny puts in these three altissimo notes that are absolutely perfect. It's just wonderful. It was one of those golden, glad we got it on tape performances, yeah?
Ted Unseth, it's always a pleasure to work with you and capture your program notes, your enthusiasm, your dedication, and we'll listen to that Benny Waters section of this in a moment.
Okay, fine. Beautiful. It's a great ending, yeah.
I wish you'd post us your website. I know a lot of listeners out there would be interested.
This is the short way of remembering it. All you got to do is go www.tedeboy, which is Teddy Boy. That's kind of my nickname. www.tedeboy.net. That takes you to what I call a domain starter site. It'll take you there. That will link you to my main site, which is a lot of pages long, but it's very easy to remember. Teddyboy.net, that's me. And there's a bunch of stuff on there. I just spent the whole afternoon actually kind of redesigning the homepage so it looks better than ever, and that's where I kind of am at on the internet, yeah. And I wanted to say something about computers, because all the time I spent in D.C., a number of years I had no computer, I had no piano, I had nothing to work with except cassette tapes and reel-to-reel tapes, and what am I going to do with myself, you know? But with the computer, I've archived all this stuff that we did in the past. And I've got a bunch of CDs, and I'm just really tickled pink that at least in D.C. I did a lot of archiving. And therefore, you're playing some on your show tonight, which is really great. Really great.
Thank you for sharing the material.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
Good luck on this new cycle and your return to Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Picking up where I left off is what I would like to think of what it is, yeah.
All right, and once again on that website.
Sure, www.tedeboy.net. It's a domain, just a two-page thing that'll take you to the real one. But you can easily remember Teddy Boy, right?
Yes, indeed.
Teddyboy.net.
Ted Unseth, we'll be talking with you in the future here. And
good
I
show.
Just want to note that... somewhere out in Watertown, South Dakota, your sister is listening along
Vivian,
with family and that part of the world.
Yes, and somewhere in Hungary is a friend named Zsolt, who is also listening. I think it's terrific.
Well, we'll make these worldwide contacts again soon.
Yes, I probably have a friend in Slovakia, one of the old original band members, Mark Bruner. He's a missionary in Slovakia, and I'll bet you he's listening too.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Ted.
Thank you, Leigh. I appreciate it a lot.
October 16th, 1993, Bandana Square, St. Paul, Minnesota. You may have been there. Ted Unseth with the Americana Classic Jazz Orchestra with a trumpet section with Bill Simonson, Bernie Edstrom, Greg Lewis, the trombones, Stan Bacall, John Boblett, and the saxophones, Scott Johnson, Dave Sletten, alto Mark Henderson, and piano Butch Thompson, Tim Sparks guitar, Ron Evenick bass, Phil Hay drums, Shirley Witherspoon guesting with leader Ted Unseth, and their major domo Benny Waters performing in this environment.